This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. The U.S. Senate will begin debating a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill today after Democrats made late changes aimed at ensuring they could pull President Joe Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. Democrats were hoping for Senate approval of the package before next week, in time for the House to sign off and get the measure to Biden quickly. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in her role as Senate President, underscoring that Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to get the bill through. Republicans argue the bill's too big, with too much money for non-virus-related provisions. New protests against the coup in Myanmar erupted on Friday, with demonstrators taking to the streets of Mandalay in defiance of the country's military rulers. Security forces have cracked down violently on some of the protests, killing up to 38 people earlier this week. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar's Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to obtain hard-to-get licenses in order to ship certain items to Myanmar. The two companies are among those controlled by the military. Thomas Andrews, the U.N. human rights investigator on Myanmar, said the Security Council, during its meeting today, needs to impose a global arms embargo. Myanmar's military overthrew the civilian government at the detentions of the de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party a month ago. For more news, join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News. Small tsunami waves triggered by a series of powerful earthquakes hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island on Friday, and authorities said thousands of residents who had evacuated to higher ground could now return to their homes. Officials had warned that waves could reach about 10 feet above high tide levels after the quakes, the strongest, a magnitude 8.1. But the largest waves have now passed, and the National Emergency Management Agency said it's downgraded the threat level. There were no immediate reports of major damage or casualties from the quakes. A Wall Street Journal report says World Health Organization investigators who recently visited China to determine the origins of the emergence of the COVID-19 virus will not release a promised interim report of their findings. The journal account published Thursday said the WHO team decided not to release its interim account amid mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington. Another international group of scientists has called for the WHO to conduct a new inquiry into COVID's origins, the military has claimed. And in Hong Kong, after a four-day hearing, the Hong Kong court ruled Thursday that 47 pro-democracy advocates accused of subversion under a national security law must remain in custody. As the court proceedings continued into the evening, some of the supporters who had gathered outside held banners and chanted banned slogans. Police responded by raising a purple flag to indicate to the crowds they were violating the security law. The 47 defendants were part of a group of 55 pro-democracy figures who were arrested in January during pre-dawn raids in connection with Hong Kong's unofficial primary elections held last January. Last July, the votes allowed residents to pick opposition candidates ahead of legislative council elections that were to have been held last year but were postponed. The remaining eight people have not yet been charged. And Pope Francis is making an historic visit to Iraq today. Iraq's elite security forces on the streets of Baghdad hours before the Pontiff's first arrival to Iraq. Pope Francis heads to Iraq to urge the country's dwindling Christian population to stay put and help rebuild the country after years of war and persecution. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.